The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.
All the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the Entertainment Wrap.
So The Rock has a baby.
Aww.
He showed me a picture of him from Instagram.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, I follow The Rock on Instagram and yeah.
I love that you follow The Rock on Instagram.
He's a great dude.
Well, it seems like he probably has some good nutrition advice and he's got interesting tattoos.
All kinds of different things for motivation, he dealt with depression and all these different things. And then, ladies, you can see pictures of The Rock working out.
And that's worth the price of admission right there.
It's a win-win.
Well, he and his girlfriend Lauren had their new baby girl. Her name is Tiana Gia Johnson, obviously. Mm-hmm. And The Rock on his Instagram account said, "I was raised and surrounded by strong, loving women all my life. But after participating in baby Tia's delivery, it is hard to express the new level of love, respect, and admiration I have for, at Lauren Hashian Official." I guess that's
right.
Her name. And all mamas and women out there. I thought that was
great.
A sweet sentiment.
Now, when I'm looking at the picture at first, I was like, is that baby a tiny baby or is The Rock just that big?
I think both.
Okay.
But probably the baby's a normal-sized baby.
I would
imagine the baby's probably fairly strong.
I would assume so.
Probably going to be lifting heavy pacifiers very soon.
Exactly.
Like doing curls with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That baby already can bench press 200 pounds.
When I saw that picture for half a second, I thought he was wearing a really tight half top shirt, half shirt.
Yeah.
And that's just that his entire upper body is tattooed.
Yeah. He's got a crazy amount of
tattoos. I had to stare at it for a couple minutes just to figure out what I was looking at. I was like, I'm not going to stop looking. I'm just going to figure this out. Yeah.
You can do that for the rest of the day if you'd
okay,
like.
Thank you.
Speaking of babies, I was talking earlier about the royal baby. There was another royal baby born, but I felt like that was taking the spotlight from the royal wedding. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're still doing all their planning, and now they're moving into the part where it's the little things that are important. And they are renting posh porta-potties for their wedding because their reception's being held at a 17th century home.
Oh, which probably doesn't have a whole lot of facilities in that way. Yeah.
So a source told Vanity Fair that it's just one of the many things that is having to be planned and thought about. The couple is going for the poshiest portaloos money can buy, as they need extra loos for all the guests that are coming to the evening event.
I'm very curious. I've been to outdoor festivals and concerts and things where they have sort of porta potties set up, but they feel like a real bathroom. But they're not fancy. They're just not a port-a-john, right?
Right.
So I'm trying to imagine what a posh port-a-loo.
Now,
would they have chandeliers, for example?
I used to work for a porta potty company.
You did? Did you do posh port-a-loos?
Now we had where it was a trailer, a really nice
I think that's
trailer,
kind of what I was
and
thinking
yeah,
about,
you walked in and the bathrooms were nicer than most home bathrooms.
Yeah.
So.
But we're not talking granite countertops and.
You could have granite countertops, and there's usually music playing. You can plug in an iPod and play music over the speakers. So,
what about a bidet?
I feel like a bidet has to be there.
Of course it does.
In order to be a posh portaloo,
you
got to have the bidet.
Yeah. So. And I want the regular, sinks to wash your hands, but also space for a bathroom attendant and then a champagne fountain.
Oh, champagne fountain's got
to
happen
there.
Too. I mean,
absolutely.
Can there be a champagne bidet?
Well, I was actually just going to say, there you do run the risk of confusion when you introduce beverages to the bathroom.
I thought this was champagne. Oh, man, it's just water. That's disgusting.